Oh, okay, so it's already recording. So now the problem is that we just can't hear him. Daoud?
Yeah, I'm on you.
Daoud?
Hit mute.
I'm with you. I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, there we can go, hear you.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Perfect. It's set up now, and we're recording, and it is working perfectly. Sorry about that delay.
Okay.
So, I'm Eliza, and I'm the one who's sending you emails, and Willow is going to do, ask you most of the questions, and then I might chip in. So, we have a list of questions already set up, and if at any point there's anything that you want to say that you want to keep off the record, just let us know and we won't use it. You know, like, just because we're recording the conversation doesn't mean that we have to use every word that you say.
Okay, no, it's all on the record unless I say otherwise.
Right,
don't worry.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, the first question that we wanted to ask you about is the role of TV in conflict resolution and how you see TV as fitting into a model of new media in Palestine.
There are two questions. You want to know about, in general, the role of TV in the Middle East or in Palestine? I'm not sure I understand the question.
Specifically in Palestine, because polls are showing that more Palestinians watch cable TV than local TV.
We have satellite. We have no cable.
Satellite.
Right, satellite. Okay, satellite TV than local TV. So we're wondering what kind of market there is for satellite TV programs focusing on human rights and conflict resolution.
Well, first, while you're right that more people watch satellite, I think there's over 70% penetration of satellite stations in the Palestinian areas. The local stations often rebroadcast satellite programs, so that even increases the visibility of programs that are on satellite stations.
Okay.
So, yes, satellite is widely watched in local stations, unless they have their own local programs, which is not very usual. Usually, take the program from satellite and then either add to it or do their own local program. If there is a local soccer game, then they would switch to that. But otherwise, some of them do local news, some of them do local game shows. But you're right, the satellite is the predominant media platform in Palestine. As far as conflict resolution, you know, there's different terminologies that are being thrown around now for media. Some people call it peace media, now you call it conflict resolution. You have to come up with, I think you have to explain to me how you would want to use television to resolve conflict. Let me explain to you what I mean. If you want to resolve conflict if it requires hiding information or downgrading information or exaggerating other information, then I don't think it would work. But if you say conflict resolution works when people are more informed, when people are more aware of what's going on around them, that's a different take on conflict resolution. So in essence, what I'm saying is that if you take conflict resolution as a kind of an advocacy program where you are pushing particular products, particular lines, then, you know, for those who are against that line, will just turn you off. If you are a Hamas activist and you know, a television station is trying to push conflict resolution and you're not interested in that, why would you watch it? And you know, television stations are in the business of trying to get more viewers. So I just don't know that the conflict resolution aspect is straightforward, something that you can do on satellite. I think some form of conflict resolution might be possible, for example, I remember one time, Search for Common Ground, they had a series of nonviolence films about nonviolence around the world, which they basically got the rights for, got the local TV stations to broadcast. And then they got the local media, press, and also radio and television to comment and to write editorials or to write film reviews. That actually worked. It was an interesting kind of attempt to do something. There was a big push to show the Gandhi film all over Palestine. So there was a Gandhi project where we dubbed it into Arabic, not me, but some other people dubbed it into Arabic. And it was shown almost in a cinematic format in community halls and so on. And of course it was also shown on television, but the idea was to kind of show it in a public gathering and have a discussion afterwards. So I think media by itself, I think we sometimes, even we in the media, put too much, or have too much expectation from what media can do, and we don't realize that media also has limitations.
Also, because of the focus on satellite media, we're curious, right, like related to your community radio project, right, AmanNet, we're curious what kind of market there could be for this very local, independent news in a television medium versus a radio medium, right? Because a recent media poll by the JMCC showed that most Palestinians get their news from the television, not the radio, that only 10% of Palestinians use the radio as their primary source of news. So, but on the other hand, we also know that this very local news is not very lucrative, right? Because it's not necessarily a money-making project. So I'm curious, if you see any market for this, for a television version in Palestine of very local, relevant news to Palestinian people.
Well, you have to understand a few things about the media in the Arab world. And satellite media, by its nature, is seen by a lot of people. The major satellite stations like Al Jazeera and Arabia are watched on a pan-Arab basis. So their programming, their news, their current affairs programming tends to cover problems and conflicts throughout the Arab world. Now, it so happens then that Palestine takes a huge chunk of that. And so, in a way, Palestine, satellite stations become a local station when it comes to Palestine. So this is a kind of a unique situation. But when you have a station like satellite stations, which broadcasts a lot of regional news and regional programming, there is a vacuum left for local programming. So if if there's a local crime in your town, or if there's, the water is not coming to your house, Al Jazeera television is rarely going to do it unless, you can show the settlers, cut off the water and there's a kind of an Israeli angle to it. But if it's a local, a local problem, it's not going to be covered by a national or pan-Arab station. So that leaves a small window for local media. And I believe that in Palestine, local radio is doing better than local television. And one station the other day was telling us that advertising spots on radio the radio stations charge more money than spots on local television. The reason is that while local television is fiercely competitive, you have hundreds of stations competing with television, local stations, terrestrial stations, a local radio station doesn't have as much competition. And there is also a fact that it's quite important for radio, which is the question of time. So something is happening in the middle of the day, you're not going to go home and watch television. You open the car radio, or now most people listen to radio on their cell phones. So radio during the day for breaking news is quite more efficient than television. And it's actually used for that. People turn on the radio once they hear, or they want to know, or if they want to travel someplace, they're not sure if it's under curfew or there's closure. So the radio becomes local. In my project, Amman Net, it's in Jordan, not in Palestine. And there, the success of a local radio is even much more clear, because whereas some satellite stations might give 50% of a newscast to a story on Palestine, a country like Jordan gets 5% of satellite on the satellite station. So there is a much bigger hunger for a media outlet that covers local news and local programming and the issues dealing with the local community. Now, there are other problems facing the possibility of the viability of the station. For example, the broadcasting laws are very much in Jordan geared to entertainment stations. They give them cheaper rates and they have less restrictions on them than if you wanted to do news. You pay 50% more license fee for doing news and politics on for the radio station. So these are government imposed restrictions that make the economic viability a bit more difficult. But there is clearly a gap, a need, a vacuum for local stations throughout the Arab world, including Jordan, and maybe it's a little bit slightly less in Palestine, but most of the Arab countries suffer in the fact that the local stations are owned by government, local TV is owned by the government, so there's only state news or state protocol news on that. The satellite stations only cover, country like, Algeria or Egypt or Syria, only when there's a big violent or big newsy event. But day to day, those people have no other platform. And so that's why you see a proliferation of websites, of news websites, of attempts to try to use existing private radio stations to start kind of sneaking in information on those stations. People are now developing a certain projects to use the SMS messaging to get news into people's cell phone. So people are trying to bypass the restrictions of government and the lack of interest, daily interest of satellite stations by using alternative media landscape, media outlets.
Speaking of alternative media outlets, we've been thinking a lot about podcasting and how podcasting might fit into radio, local radio news. Particularly, should there be perhaps some kind of program that focuses on training journalists to create podcasts, how to effectively use podcasts to reach a wider Palestinian audience and to kind of include a human rights agenda within the news, within local news?
I think that's possible and doable, but I think the existing network of stations is highly underused. I think there's a lot a lot of opportunities that already exist in terrestrial local radio stations. There's also two networks that actually combine about each seven or eight local stations in a network. And there's an attempt by the Palestine network to create, and also the MAN network to create some kind of association where news is exchanged and then packaged and then resent back to the participating stations. I know that PNN is doing this now. MAN has not done it yet, but so. You know, while I applaud and support the idea of podcasting, and that could be certainly what I would say added value, you can always have that. My concern and my recommendation would be that you work with the existing outlets and try to get them to pick up